This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Getting right to it, friends, we're going to be talking about defying tyranny. Constitutional attorney Catherine Henry joining us in just a couple of minutes here for three segments today. She's now been arrested for fighting on the behalf of the people. Note that we should all take notice of is the fact that, friends, this is the same one that came out after her win over the tyrant in Michigan in front of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court came in not once but twice and pulled the rug from Governor Whitmer, Jezebel, we call her. She's an exceptional devil, no question about it. But she was the attorney that actually helped catapult that whole situation to go forward in favor of the people in Michigan. We're going to have her on the radio with us in just a couple of minutes here. For those that are caught up into the charade going on here in the United States of America, this shows you how corrupt the whole system is. It shows you how corrupt the people are. When you look at a corrupt system, it's a reflection of the people. Again, if I have to remind you, especially those that are now newly joining us, keep in mind, we the people are the government in this country. If we have a problem in government, it's a reflection of we the people. We need to take responsibility before God and then fix the issues after we're fixed by the Holy Ghost. Okay, it's called being born again of the Holy Ghost, John 3:3. After repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Read it when you get a moment. But friends, I just want to let you know how it worked for our forefathers, okay? When they begin to act out in a favorable position, our forefathers, in making an appeal with something called an olive branch to the king, George, back in the 1700s, he continuously refused their olive branch, their conditions of peace. He just wanted absolute rule, and the reason our forefathers threw him off, which you'll find in the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation, you will see that they threw him off because he would not be ruled by God. And what's the national slogan? Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:21 before you read Romans 13 again for the record. Okay, what was at play during that time were a bunch of men called the Sons of Liberty. Samuel Adams was one that led up the Sons of Liberty. There was James Olmos, there was John Adams, there was Patrick Henry, there was John Hancock. Friends, the list goes on and the list goes on of patriots that are famous today concerning who our forefathers were. Many people don't know that many of them were a part of the Sons of Liberty. Well, Samuel Adams, in 1772, created something called the Committees of Correspondence, and this is what he said. Tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. This is what we've been doing on this show for 17 years, okay? Number two, tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. In other words, point out the make a point of reference to the resolve that the people claim that they want. When you look in the U.S. Constitution, there it is. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, many call the seedbed or the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, there is the information. It takes you a whole whopping hour to read both of those documents, and you do it out of gratitude, okay? Number three, get flashes across the colonies. How about 133 cities? How about broadcasting into 58 different countries 6 days a week? That's what we've been doing here, okay? Let me go back to 2008 and make it applicable as to what's taking place here today. How many candidates were there in the 2008 presidential race? Popular ones. Well, there just happened to be about 18 of them that we knew of. There were hundreds more behind them. We just never heard of them. The ones that we knew of made themselves known in one way or another. There was 312,511,424 people back in 2008. Today, there's 330 million people, okay? Just for the record, again. I want you to pick the next world leader, and here are the facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. Candidate A, he associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. That's candidate A. Here's candidate B. He was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every night. Okay? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. Notice how they put him up. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never cheated on his wife. He's never had any extramarital affairs. Now, out of candidate A, candidate B, candidate C, which one would you choose to be the next president of the United States of America? Let's just bring it on a global basis for people listening to us from outside of the United States of America. The next world leader. Would you have picked candidate A? Because if you would have, it would have been none other than Franklin Roosevelt. If you would have picked candidate B, it would have been none other than Winston Churchill. And if you would have picked candidate C the way that I would have because of his qualifications, I would have picked, just like you probably did, candidate C, who just happened to be Adolf Hitler. Friends, what's going on here is nothing short of a dog and pony show. These are the clowns in the circus of politics that are on the same team while you're being duped out of real other presidential contenders, namely 1,156 different presidential contenders that you have never heard of today. Okay? And why is that? Because the media does not want you to know that you have other options. And the reason they don't want you to know of other options is because they're real options, friends. And I want to go back to something that Adolf Hitler rightly said. How fortunate for those in power that people never think. And just think about it, friends. The people in Germany, 80 million of them, a good portion of those people praised Adolf Hitler to their own destruction. And what was his slogan, by the way? Make Germany great again. Does that sound familiar, friends? Because what we're seeing today is not how you make America great again in any sense of the word. No, what we're being told and what's actually being done are two different stories. Read Matthew 7:16. And for those that are going along to get along and voting with the lesser of two evils, I want to tell you what, you are a part of the problem. For you to suggest, anybody to suggest to me that if we vote outside of the two that have been given unto us is a wasted vote, really. Well, if I pull wood from a fire, is that a waste of my vote to put that fire out or to bring the fire to somewhere new, namely outside of what they want to concentrate your attentions to, namely the establishment that everybody says they're sick and tired of? I want to say this in ending for this segment, friends. A people that elect corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors, you're not victims, you're accomplices, is what you are. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2, and you'll understand perfectly. As Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, of the lesser of two evils, he said, choose neither. No, go to your real options outside of the establishment again that you claim that you're sick and tired of. On the other side, friends, defying tyranny, constitutional attorney Catherine Henry, now she's been arrested for fighting on the behalf of the people once again. Well, I should say for the first time, but she's in it again.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to pull up my friend Catherine Henry in just a moment here, a constitutional attorney. I want to let you know that if you want to check us out online, please do. Folks, we need to wake up now, okay? The churches should be lit up all across the country right now. What are they? They're shut down. All by design. There's perpetuated fraud taking place on America. We need to get busy. If you want to have us a part of what's going on in your local church, if you're too afraid to do it, give us a call. We'll be there. We'll do the best that we can do to make your dates and make the time to be a part of the answer that you claim that you want and you desire. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media as to what you're up against today, friends, and you've been up against for a long time. Check out Operation Mockingbird. You'll understand what I'm talking about. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page. As you look to the right side of the page, you'll see YouTube. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to go over to Before It's News, you can do the same thing there. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto Top Chat. If you're driving in one of the 132 cities right now and you want to give us a call, keep your eyes fixed on the road, and you can do so. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We follow the Word of God, first and foremost, John 14:6, and the rule of law, the supremacy clause found in Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3 is the responsibility of the people as well as the executive. We need to understand that we, the people, under God, are the government in this country. And the only way to do that is to get back to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. So, without further ado, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up Catherine Henry. Welcome to the show, Catherine. How are you, ma'am?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you today?
Well, considering what you've been through over the last couple of days, I applaud you. As a matter of fact, after our conversation yesterday, my wife Stephanie had brought up the fact all that you have been through over the last couple of days. And I also, in sharing with you during that conversation, I said, Catherine, it's so important as to what you're doing out there, because what you're doing, the good that you're doing in Michigan alone, is good for all of us across the boards in leading the way and showing the people that it can be done. And at that point, I guess I'd have to, and at this point, I'd have to make reference to the fact that you are instrumental in bringing about the decision in the Michigan Supreme Court in overturning that of Governor Whitmer's unconstitutional executive edicts not too long ago. As a matter of fact, we know that not only were you instrumental in doing so, but we also understand the Supreme Court agreed with you, and when pulling the rug, they didn't do it once, but they actually pulled it twice. So starting from the beginning, Catherine, can you go ahead and share with us as to exactly who you are, what it is that you're doing, and share with us during the first segment, if you wouldn't mind, your victory concerning what took place when you took the governor to court?
I'm just a little old attorney who works out of my house. I don't have staff. I'm just a mom, a Christian, and someone who is a concerned citizen that saw what was happening with Governor Whitmer. So when the legislature filed their lawsuit against the governor, I filed amicus briefs, essentially coming in as a third party, if you will, not an official party to the lawsuit, just someone who had an additional perspective to offer the court. I filed various briefs at the different stages of that case, and then when the Supreme Court actually was scheduled for oral argument on a totally different case, I filed amicus briefs in that as well and asked for oral argument. And so I was actually the only private party, if you will, that was allowed to argue as an amicus in the Supreme Court on September 9th. The other two amicus participants were the legislature and the House Democratic Caucus. So that was essentially my role. I wasn't officially representing a plaintiff or the legislature or, you know, any government official. I literally filed my brief on behalf of Restore Freedom, which is I've actually renamed my law firm to Restore Freedom with Catherine Henry to encompass all the work that I'll be focusing on to restore the Constitution from here on out with my firm, but also the greater concept of, you know, defending and fighting for our Michigan and United States Constitution. So that's the purpose for which I submitted the brief. Yeah,
and you're not doing too bad, kiddo. I mean, you're not doing too bad. I mean, it seems like you're in the middle of some storm in Michigan, and I applaud you. I high-five you. I wish I'd seen more of this all across the country. As a matter of fact, that's why you're on the radio right now, folks. And the reason I'm bringing on Catherine Henry from Michigan is the fact that she's showing you that it can be done. She just, out of gratitude, is thankful enough for the freedoms that she has that she's willing to stand up and take it to the government that is supposed to represent the people, which we see happening in reverse or in stark contrast as to what the Constitution actually over, or should I say, outlines the duties of those that are to represent the people. Well, when the people see that they're being violated by their governor or their representatives, it's their duty to stand up. It's their obligation to stand up and defy that unconstitutionality by being the law. And that's exactly what Catherine is doing. Catherine, what was the outcome? I want to know what your reaction was, too. So when you heard that the Supreme Court came in favor of what it was that you were doing in the courts as a part of the answer, okay, what was your reaction, first of all? And go ahead and share the people as to what the outcome was, and then share with us, if you wouldn't mind, your reaction. I'm curious.
So the outcome of that, given the whole reason why the Supreme Court was having oral argument was like this unique situation coming out of a federal lawsuit where only two specific questions were posed from the federal district court over to the Michigan Supreme Court. They weren't, the Michigan Supreme Court wasn't addressing basically the whole big picture, if you will. And so it was very, very narrowly tailored as to which questions they were asking. And so based on the oral arguments and things, it wasn't a for sure thing, but I was pretty certain of what the outcome was going to be, and I ended up being correct in that. And I actually ended up being one of the few, if not the only person, who anticipated the correct time frame in which the decision would come as well. And that was, you know, by October 2nd is when the court issued its decision, and it came out and it said that the governor has in fact been violating our 1976 Emergency Management Act since April 30th, because the law requires her to get the legislature's permission essentially after the initial 28 days. So that statute was no longer available to her after April 30th. The court specifically was asked to also determine if that statute was unconstitutional, which I would argue and did argue that it is, but the court decided not to address that because they said it was basically a moot point because she wasn't even following the statute. Huh. So then they addressed the 1945 law, the one that's been around a little bit longer, and so she said, or excuse me, the court said that her interpretation of the statute was the only reasonable one, and unfortunately it also then that's the reason why it was unconstitutional, because there was no other way to read it so that it could be read constitutionally, that it did violate the separation of powers clause by giving legislative authority to the governor that is supposed to be kept with the legislature. So that was the very specific question. There was not a question being posed through that particular case that the Michigan Supreme Court should answer if the 1945 statute was unconstitutional because it violated our individual liberties, or, you know, any one of other, you know, arguments that could and should and need to be made. But specifically, did it violate the separation of powers clause of our state constitution? And the Supreme Court said that it did.
On Fox 2, you were on Fox 2 after the decision was made by the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan, and this is what Catherine said. Catherine, this is what you said, just as a reminder in case you forgot you said it. That means burn your masks right now. If you didn't already, open your gym and movie theater and open whatever businesses you have. Attorney Catherine Henry said, go on and frequent whatever business you'd like to go to. If you have a church that's limited your services because of how you're reading the EOs, forget that. All of those executive orders based on COVID-19 circumstances from 2020, you said, they're out. They're gone. They're done. I bet you were just elated, were you not, when you seen that decision come out?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, at the exact same time that decision was being announced, the governor actually went and did an all-out press conference and announced to everyone, okay, so the Supreme Court did this, but they got it wrong. They screwed it up. They're putting everybody in danger. And my executive orders still get to be in place for another 21 days.
Right. Let's hit that when we get back from the other side of this hard break. We're going into it right now, folks. Talking to Attorney Catherine Henry, wins over the tyrant. Now, the next segment's going to be based on how did the tyrant respond to the decision of the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan. Oh, folks, it gets better. Just hang on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorneys for the Trump campaign have received permission from an appellate court judge to observe the ballot counting process in Pennsylvania. The poll watchers are allowed to go within 6 feet of the ballots being counted. But Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of Florida, says,
"We cannot count the votes properly. What's happening is they have moved the barrier up to 6 feet, but they took away the ballot machines that were in the front row and moved them to the back of the building. Your legal votes must be tabulated, and they're not doing that."
A judge is ruling that the four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd will be tried together. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom, and the trial is set to begin on March 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Colorado has passed Proposition 113, joining the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which is an agreement to give all of the state's electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. Colorado currently controls 9 electoral votes. The ballot measure passing with 52% of the vote, with 88% of the votes reported statewide. Critics of the proposition claim it will cause presidential candidates to only go where major sources of votes can be found, such as heavily populated cities in California and New York. Colorado's former House Speaker saying Colorado's votes should be decided by Coloradans. Members of the Pittsburgh Steelers are showing their appreciation to poll workers in Allegheny County. Some members of the team sent dinner to the Allegheny County poll workers Wednesday night. The county tweeting thank you to the organization and showing off their meal of chicken, rigatoni, vegetables, pies, rolls, and much more. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking to our friend, attorney, constitutional attorney, Catherine Henry from Michigan. We're going to get back to her in just a moment. I want to lay this down as a premise, friends, concerning this conversation, because the presupposition is that we are having a conversation, forgive me, based on the fact that our rights come from God, not privileges from the state, okay? Just want you to understand your constitution and as to where your rights come from. When you go to Joshua 1:9, what does it say to us? Well, it tells us, have not I commanded thee, commanded, not suggestions, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, the Bible also is very clear when it tells us that if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. I heard a famous preacher one time say that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But friends, I got to tell you something. It goes beyond praying. You actually have to put feet to your prayers and get in the fight. That's where you find the cross. That's where you find the power of the cross. That's where you find the fourth man, the Son of God. His name is Jesus Christ. Read Daniel 4, you'll understand. Going to Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty, he said this: the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come in to dominate our lives. Well, I'm talking to a constitutional attorney, Catherine Henry from Michigan, and that's all they've been seeing since the incumbent Michigan governor, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, has been put in place, friends, as a defiant governor working against the rights that God gave them. And Catherine Henry is one that is standing up and defying. And she's doing this all on her own. But keep in mind, God does not need a majority. You and God are a majority, said John Knox, Catherine. And with that said, the first part, the first segment that we talked about now was that of your victory over the governor concerning the decision that came out from the Supreme Court. And then all of a sudden, we see the defiant one stand up again. So let's take it from there. What happened after the Supreme Court came in and struck down her unconstitutional edicts?
So within you know, 15 minutes of the announcement of the decision, she made a press conference to declare to everybody that the Michigan Supreme Court got it wrong, that they screwed up, that they were endangering everybody, you know, people were going to die, and then said her unconstitutional executive orders had at least 21 more days to be in effect. I don't know what she was thinking, because she's a licensed attorney. She has served as a prosecutor, and that was never a thing. Nobody could reasonably argue, and she did not, in her filings on the following Monday to the Supreme Court, she did not say that she has another 21 days. What she did is she asked the court to essentially make an exception and allow her to have 21 to 28 days of her, you know, continuing emergency powers. So I filed a response to that, obviously arguing against that, as did the legislature and the named plaintiffs in the case. And luckily, I believe it was October 9th, the following Monday, the Michigan Supreme Court came out with their order that denied her motion. And essentially, not only did that, but then in the meantime, the legislature had filed throughout the course of that week a motion in their case asking for a peremptory reversal from the Court of Appeals, because the Court of Appeals had said she did have the authority to do what she was doing. So they said there's no point in the Supreme Court hearing this entire case all over again, because a lot of the same issues, we already should be able to win. So on that Monday, October 9th, they also issued an order that sent it back and down to the trial court level to issue relief accordingly there. So it was a win for freedom in a lot of respects that Monday, the 9th. And unfortunately, since then, our governor has also continued to have her Michigan Department of Health and Human Services director issue a bunch of these emergency orders under the public health code. And
can I ask you something, though, Catherine? Yeah. You being a constitutional attorney in that particular state, if the Supreme Court comes in and tells the governor of the state you do not have constitutional authority in doing what you're doing here, how is it that the Department of Health takes up what the governor cannot? I mean, they're acting as if they got more power than the state's governor. I mean, this is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, so what they were saying is they were not attacking so much the office of governor by itself. What the questions they were answering in that particular case, that's why it was so important to understand the context that the hearing was even held in the first place. But they were saying that the first law, that she violated that first law because it only allowed her power until, you know, April 30th. And so the next law is the one that they said the law itself was unconstitutional because it violated separation of powers. Now, I would argue that common sense jumps in and says, okay, if the governor doesn't have the authority, or if the law that gives the governor this power to make these orders is unconstitutional as a separation of powers issue, then obviously the other laws we have that allow her subordinates to issue similar orders, those would also be unconstitutional.
Exactly.
Because they would also violate the separation of powers, but they don't see that. And they've been arguing, she literally argued in front of the Supreme Court in trying to get her orders extended, that she wanted the additional time so she can put into place enough of her other administrative tools under, you know, that were given given to her by these other statutes. So it's really disturbing that they're arguing that, but also that we don't see any public kind of argument against that. And the thing is, the statute that the public, the public health code piece that our Michigan Department of Health and Human Services director is using, he's not even following the law. The law doesn't allow anything about masks. It doesn't allow contact tracing. Yep. The only thing that, of all the things he's doing with these orders that is allowed by the statute is to prohibit the gathering of people for any purpose, but I'm pretty sure everybody listening to your show probably knows that the United States Constitution guarantees us the right to peaceably assemble, and so does our state constitution.
Right,
so,
and we've also found from, well, we just had another one come out of California, we had one in North Carolina, one in Pennsylvania, I'm keeping track of all this, these federal judges that are coming out and saying what these state governors are doing is completely unconstitutional. I believe it was the one in Pennsylvania that came out most recently and said that which this state's governor is doing is unconstitutional. It's a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And so it's real clear as to what's going on. And obviously they don't have the constitutional authority. And it shows the American people that they're operating outside of their scope of authority. But what say you, especially in your state, because I was just there not too long ago, several times, Catherine, people are still wearing masks, though. They're still going along with these unconstitutional edicts. And I guess what comes into play there is Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It shows you their adherence to the tyrant and disobedience to God. What say you?
Yeah, because unfortunately we're seeing it in the private sector, we're seeing it in government employees, we're seeing it in, well, quite frankly, our poll challengers. We had, we have all this other election fraud that's going on right now, and so we've got a lot of certified election, watchers or poll challengers showing up in the hundreds, if not the thousands, trying to get in, and they're locking out the Republicans in mass quantity. And they're trying to pick out or, remove whatever Republicans they can for any reason. So, for example, I have a friend who was physically removed. Mind you, this guy is 6'7". He's not really the kind of guy who's easily physically removed from a place. But he was. He was physically removed because he could not medically wear a mask and showed them his doctor's note and everything. And that's allowed by this order. It says if you cannot medically tolerate a mask, you don't have to wear one.
That's right.
They don't care. They're like, nope, that's too bad. If you're not wearing a mask, you're out of here. And whatever they can do to control people and, so it's happening everywhere. It's happening in the businesses.
I don't mean to cut you off. There's a little bit of a delay going on here, but you were just talking about the polls, and I also wanted to add to the fact that, speaking of unconstitutional orders and edicts, I mean, this is the same governor that said if businesses, two businesses, that if the people do not comply with my unconstitutional edicts, I'm adding the end, don't let them buy or sell. I mean, she's going to the extreme. Polling. Now, is it also true that Gretchen Whitmer has also said no guns at the poll? At the polls. Where did she get the authority to basically suspend the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? I mean, this is incredible. As long as the people allow them to do this, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And Catherine, that's what's happening here. But I have you on the show today because we can all see this. I have you on the show today because I want people to see that when one stands up again, God is willing to give them the victory, but it's a constant fight. And it reminds me of, the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and you're a part of that. So did you want to answer about this no guns at the polling really quick? And then I want to read something from the Department of Health in Michigan to add fuel to the fire, adding insult to injury. I don't know if you're aware of this. You probably are, but I'll read that in a moment. What about the guns at the polls? Is there no guns allowed there?
Yeah, so it wasn't the governor. It was our Secretary of State, who, by the way, is also a licensed attorney, who has called herself a constitutional attorney, Benson. Oh, yes. And she's the one that came out with this edict a few days before the election and told all of the local clerks and whatnot that they had to post these signs that said you could not open carry because it would be scary for people and it would cause intimidation if you simply were open carrying. So we had some gun right groups that filed lawsuits against her.
Amen.
And they won on that point. So we were allowed to open carry.
Folks, we got one more segment. I'm going to take it another level with Catherine. She was just arrested a couple days ago. I'm going to let her share with you as to what's transpiring in Michigan. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are talking with Catherine Henry, a constitutional attorney from Michigan. That's fighting the good fight of faith, friends, and she's getting the results through trials and tribulations, no doubt. Acts 14:22. I want to get this out because, Catherine, you're just in a whirlwind right now. I know that you are. And I just got to say, though, kid, I'm proud of you. I mean, I am with you 100%. And I don't know how many times we've been back to Michigan, I think, 4 or 5 times this year alone because we see all the good things happening in Michigan. And it's people like you that keep us coming back. That's a fact. And I just appreciate what you're doing because you're not doing it, like I said earlier, just for the state of Michigan. You're doing it for all, the United States of America. You're doing it for our posterity, more importantly. And so I high-five you first and foremost. I want to get over to this because, and then I want to get over to your arrest most recently as well. But I want you to hear this because I don't know that you have. You probably have. But this came from the Michigan Capitol Confidential in one of the reports. This came from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, SCARY, Director Robert Gordon. This is what he said. This is what they reported. Two or more people meet outside homes not wearing masks, subject to a $1,000 fine. An exception would be if two people were swimming together, but even then a face mask is strongly encouraged. I can go on and on and on. What law is it, I ask you, Catherine, constitutional attorney in Michigan? What law would they enforce? I'm just curious.
So that is, for those that live in Michigan, it'd be MCL 333.2253 that he's using, which, again, is the one I was mentioning that actually does not allow him to require masks. The only thing it really allows him to do that he's doing is to prohibit gatherings, which, as we know, our Constitution says, you can't prohibit our gatherings. So that's, that's the law that he's trying to use for that.
Okay, so he's going to go ahead and test his little plastic shield, because I'm sure that there's going to be people that are going to take it to them there as well. Are you seeing a response from the people in Michigan concerning how you've taken a stand? Are you getting a lot of support from the people? Are you a voice for the people? Obviously, you didn't apply for the job. You're just responding to it because somebody needs to do it. How are the people responding to your actions in defying this tyrant?
For the most part, it's been really well received. I have literally thousands of people that reach out to me. I mean, it's such an overwhelming response that I no longer can even see notifications on Facebook. I think I broke the notification button. I get, messages on Twitter and emails and phone calls and text messages. And so I get a lot of people. I mean, just when I was at the polls on Election Day and I was out getting signatures for the constitutional amendment petition that I drafted, I would have people that drove by, saw me, recognized me, people that I had never seen before in my life, and they're yelling out the window, "Woohoo, Catherine Henry! Hey, that's great!" That's kind of a cool thing for me. But
it's not a fun way to get popular, is it?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I like those a lot better than I have received some death threats, definitely, and I've received a lot of ugly calls and emails and comments on my YouTube. Videos that I should die and I'm awful and I'm killing people by telling people to burn their masks.
Yeah. So, that came from Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the world verbatim. That is who said that. That's who coined that phrase. Let me go fast forward a little bit. Just a couple days ago, I got texts, people infuriated as to what just took place with Catherine Henry. As you were handing out, I don't know exactly what it was, but I believe that you were garnering signatures for something that you're doing out there, and you were arrested. Can you share with us as to the details concerning your arrest?
Yeah, so I received a phone call from one of my thousands of volunteers that were, we have thousands all across the state, and we had people specifically at the poll on Election Day. And Michigan law, quite honestly, is unconstitutional, the way that it restricts people, but I'm not even going to go there. I was like, let's just follow what the law is, because we can still work within those parameters and take up the unconstitutional fight another day.
Yep.
So we needed to get our signatures. I had an individual call me saying that the sheriff's deputy was telling her that she had to go, otherwise she was going to be arrested. And I thought, no way. What's going on here? And so clearly we were not coming up to a common ground on the phone, and I said, no, you don't need to pack up your stuff. I will come down, and I'll sort this out with the deputy. So I typed up all the statutes. I typed up all the constitutional provisions, put it all together, had extra copies so I could, talk about it with them, and packed up my six-year-old and went down there to have that conversation with him. And he wasn't there at first, and he eventually came back, and he was in no mood to talk. He literally said to me, as we were on township property, where there were two polling precincts, this is not private property, and in fact, we were not even on the pavement. We had backed up off the far edge of the parking lot, and we're on the grass, so we are in no way, shape, or form obstructing the ability of the people to pull in, to park, to walk from their car to the polling precinct. And Michigan law says you just have to be at least 100 feet away from the door of the polling precinct in order to circulate a petition or something like that. So
yeah.
That we were. They had the 100-foot marked in the pavement. We were beyond that so far you couldn't even hardly see where we were. So he didn't want to hear anything about that, and he said, well, that's too bad because the township, the owner of this property has said that you're not welcome here and you have to go.
Huh.
And I said, who do you think the owner of the property is, because this is public property?
Amen.
He said the township clerk, and she says you're not welcome here. She doesn't want you here. I said, well, that's too bad for her because she's not the owner. And then one of the voters that was there to sign our petition pipes up and says, yeah, this is our property. So the sheriff replies, or the deputy replies, he points to the grass and he goes, do you pay the bill to cut this grass? I was starting to answer, but the voter pipes up and says, yeah, I do. I pay taxes here. I pay for the bill to cut this grass here. And so the deputy didn't get it. He just kept thinking that the clerk could just do whatever she wanted, that we didn't have rights, that we answered to her.
Yep.
Little demigods.
Yeah. Acting as if you serve them rather than them serving you. I get it. Yep.
Exactly. So he literally never wanted to discuss any of the laws, anything at all. He claimed that there was a township resolution that didn't allow us to be there, but the resolution itself, if you continue to read, they're pointing out paragraph 3. If you look down at paragraph 4, it says nothing in the resolution stops our right to be there as long as we're outside of the 100 feet. So
yeah.
They weren't even reading their own resolution.
Really quick, Catherine, I got about 2 more minutes. I'm just getting a lot of feedback right now. Catherine is a hero. Really, she is. Another one said, we stand with you. We love you, Catherine. I got about 7,000 people watching me right now just on YouTube and Facebook, and you're just getting inundated with support, girl. Just so you know, not only are you in favor with God, in favor with our laws, but the good people in this country. So I wanted to be an encouragement to you. Will you tell the people really quick as to how you are treated by the police in Michigan after this all transpired? We got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, so I was told if I didn't leave, I'd be arrested. They sure enough, they had 3 of them, grown men, manhandle me, physically aggressively shove me into the back of the police car or sheriff's deputy's car, and would not cover my head so I didn't smack my head going in, aggressively handcuffed me behind the back. I have contusions and bruises all over my body. I'm physically in pain still today. They told me that they were going to throw me in jail, not allow my husband to come and pick up my daughter, but rather have CPS come and take her away from me, and they were going to tow my car. And now they're telling people they only simply detained me, when in fact they actually wrote me criminal trespass charges before I was allowed to leave. So the whole thing was awful, and there's a video on it right on my YouTube channel, so people should definitely check it out.
We totally appreciate it, Catherine. Is there an address, an email address, contact information where people may get a hold of you? Because, again, we're just seeing a lot of support coming in on texts and feeds right now. Is there some direction that you'd like us to point the people to so they can come in contact with you?
Probably the easiest would be our website. Through there they can get to anything that they're looking for specifically. And so that's RestoreFreedomKH.com. K as in Catherine, H as in Henry.
Okay. Okay, say it again, please.
RestoreFreedomK as in Catherine, H as in Henry.com.
Okay, I'm just posting it right now as people are listening. Catherine, we're here for you. If you need us, call us. If there's an update, call us. If something's happening in Michigan, listen, you got a lot of action going out there because we got someone named Catherine Henry that's actually doing something with her faith. She's showing the world her love by her works and her faith to the world by her works, James 2:14 through 26. Thank you again, Catherine Henry, and we will talk to you soon. And friends, we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.